In April, the state of Alaska filed a lawsuit against the Federal Bureau of Land Management, asserting that Alaska owns the land under about 12 river miles at the head of the Kinnick River northeast of Anchorage. But according to Alaska Department of Natural Resources spokesperson Brent Goodrum, the BLM took an important step this week toward declaring the Upper Kinnick River the property of Alaska.
BLM announced that they have revisited an old navigability determination on the Kinnick River, and in doing so, they've essentially reversed their decision on finding that the river is navigable from Friday Creek all the way to the Kinnick Glacier.
The laws surrounding river ownership in Alaska come down to one central question. Was the body of water navigable in 1959 when Alaska became a state? But it's not that simple. The BLM and the state have not approached this question in the same way, often resulting in different conclusions and litigation. The BLM has long focused its navigability determinations on whether watercraft actually used the river in 1959, but the state has been advocating for a broader approach.
There is a criteria that talks about whether a water body was susceptible to use for trade, travel, and commerce.
That is, according to the state of Alaska, if a river could have been navigated at statehood, then it should belong to Alaska. Just last month, prompted by new evidence provided by the state, BLM's own field study revealed the Upper Kinnick is deep enough to have been used by 24-foot propeller-driven boats, which were common at the time of statehood. As a result, the BLM reversed its previous decisions and declared this week that the Upper Kinnick River is navigable. This determination should help reduce litigation and clear up title to the Upper Kinnick. It also may signal increased cooperation between the BLM and the state of Alaska on other rivers and lakes. And the effects will percolate to many people across the state.
I think all Alaskans are interested in access to our lands and waters. And the further you get away from road access, as you get into more interior parts of Alaska, rivers are vital access means to our lands and resources.
Goodrum says the state of Alaska continues to look for more ways to work with the federal government to create a transparent approach to determine and clarify ownership and management of rivers and lakes in Alaska.